This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. On this Memorial Day weekend, millions of Americans are traveling, driving to the beach or flying to a theme park, maybe taking a cruise. All of that motion can help stir up economic growth. Airlines, gas stations, hotels, and many other businesses are counting on us to get moving this summer. Here to talk about the outlook for vacation spending is NPR Senior Business Editor Marilyn G. Wax. Welcome back, Marilyn.
Hi, Leanne.
The economy, as we've talked about, has been so rough for several years. How much of an impact has that had on the summer vacation business?
We've seen a surge in staycations in recent years. Those are for people who need to stay home because they can't afford a destination vacation. And once that recession took hold, a lot of Americans just didn't have any choice but to try to find some fun in their backyards. They'd lost a job. Maybe their work hours were cut. And, you know, here's the thing that really made the vacation slump even worse. A lot of people who did have good jobs were just staying home because they were scared. They saw those big headlines about layoffs, and they were afraid they could be the next one in the unemployment line. So they didn't dare spend money on a frivolous trip.
Did these staycations really hurt the travel industry?
Oh, absolutely it did. Here's just one way to measure it. In the summer of 2007, domestic airlines carried about 218 million passengers. After the recession hit, that fell to just 200 million in the summer of 2009. So it's really pretty simple math. When 18 million fewer people get on an airplane, well, then you're going to have fewer hotel beds getting filled, fewer cars get rented, restaurant meals, they get cut back too. Any significant reduction in travel is going to result in job layoffs and lower profits for those travel-related businesses.
What's the outlook for this summer? Are people planning to travel again?
No one is expecting that it's going to be a full recovery, but the airline industry says it expects the number of passengers boarding planes this summer to tick up again back to 206 million. Now, okay, that's still well below the 2007 level, but it's clearly an improvement. And the lodging industry is also reporting gains. Occupancy and room rates, they're running about 5% higher than last year. So basically what we're seeing is that all of the travel measures are showing the same thing. Summer vacations are going to make a modest comeback this year.
Well, what is it that's getting people moving again?
It's the improving job market. We're really just not seeing those scary headlines about mass layoffs the way we were 2 years ago. And, you know, job growth is certainly too slow for the people who are unemployed. But for workers who do have jobs, they're feeling a lot more confident. And we got more evidence of that on Friday. The University of Michigan released its latest survey on consumer sentiment, and it showed another uptick. So, of course, consumer confidence is below where it was before the recession, but still, the trend line is good. And anytime it ticks up, that's a good sign for the vacation-related businesses.
But what about the price of gas and airfares? I mean, I would think high prices would discourage travel.
That's certainly true. I mean, high fuel prices are going to squeeze consumers some, and that's never going to be a good thing for the leisure sector. But all of the surveys and the bookings are suggesting that the prices aren't quite high enough to really cause widespread cancellations of vacations. For example, AAA, the auto club, estimates that 35 million Americans are going to be traveling 50 miles or more over this Memorial Day weekend, and that's actually a little better than last year, despite the fact that both gasoline and plane tickets are costing more. And I saw that IBM did something that was kind of interesting. It used its advanced computer analytics to look across social media to see if people are talking about canceling their Memorial Day plans because of inflation. And the company found that, compared with last year, actually more people are saying they're going to head out for fun this weekend, even if it is more expensive.
So will all of this help create jobs?
Yes. The boost in travel this year already is generating jobs. Between February and April, the leisure and entertainment sectors reported that they had added about 750,000 workers. So if we see gas prices ease a little like they have been, it's possible that summer travel is going to turn out to be actually better than we're forecasting right now.
So where are you planning to vacation this summer?
Leanne, I am planning to head to that beach house to help you kick off your retirement.
Oh, the welcome mat's out and the towels are clean. NPR's Marilyn G. Wax, it has been a pleasure doing business with you all this time.
Thank you so much for all the help you've given me, and you're so welcome. I enjoy being with you.